This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be sharing from her series entitled Holiness and teach you about the power of living a holy life. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
And there were some people, John G. Lake, Miss Wigglesworth, Sister Woodworth Etter. We have record of what they walked in, the power that they walked in. Wigglesworth, we know that he had from, I think it's somewhere between 14 to 18, documented cases of people raised from the dead. That's power. John G. Lake prayed for his secretary. She had a hysterectomy. She wanted a baby. And he just prayed with her and commanded her to have her organs, and they came back. Blessed be the Lamb of God. The Copelands have done a wonderful service to the end time move of God in printing this book. And if you read that chapter, Adventures in God, my goodness, you see that we've lived below some things. Translations. Once Lake was on his platform praying, and a man in the church, asylums in Europe were terrible then, mental asylums. And he'd received word that his cousin was in a mental asylum, just strapped down. And John G. Lake took a prayer request to pray for her. And he said the spirit of prayer fell on them. And he looked out there in the congregation, and light beams were coming up out of several people. And he went out and traveled up those light beams. And traveled over where he was from South Africa. He named the places he saw them as he traveled over them. And he came to the stop in front of an old building in Wales, I believe it was, that was built like an old castle. And there was this knocker on the door, and he went right through and went right into the room where the woman was. And she was chained down and mad. And he commanded her to go free and cast that devil out in the name of Jesus. And then he was instantly back. And they got a letter 3 weeks later, and the woman was set free. Hallelujah. Now, I've heard, when I first came in, 1967, I heard some prophecies through those years about what we were going to see. And then I came around Brother Hagin really closely, and I was around people like Mama and Papa Goodwin and Sister Clara Grace and others who were prophesying things. And there was a magazine being put out that the church was going to, in one big charismatic magazine, the church was going to go in a cave, and it had to send off for a $200 survival kit and get a kerosene stove. And that was what was being put forth. But I'm in these bunch of people that are looking over into the glory world. And they're seeing some powerful things. And they're prophesying. Hallelujah, glory be to God. How the church was going to shake itself and rise up in glory. And how people from beyond the veil were going to come and minister to her. And people from this side of the veil were going to go in and get the glory and come back. Make your hair stand up, I'm telling you. And how there would be a man preaching out in California, and cameras would be on him, and it was live, and everybody knew it was so. And suddenly he wasn't there, and he was picked up by TV cameras in New York, and the whole United States will know, hallelujah, that he's been translated. And the prophecies came that we'll see the maimed made whole when the glory appears. And they'll walk in without an arm, and an arm will grow on. And cancer patients will come in, no hair on their head. Every hair, they'll be healed, and every hair will come on their head. Hallelujah. And I was in a meeting with Brother Hagin at Longmont, Colorado, after seeing, you imagine that we were visited by one of the living creatures? Now, that's big. And then I went over to Brother Hagin's meeting, and he started seeing over in the glory world. He started looking over a wall over into that realm. And his face changed before our very eyes. And he said, oh, I can't tell you. I just can't tell you. And I said, give him utterance. Give him utterance. Bless God. Show it to me, Lord. I'll tell it. Boy. find some words. But he wasn't free to tell it. The Lord didn't release him to tell it. And then, at the end of the service, end of the meetings, he said, "The Lord has released me to begin to show you these things I see at the first of next year. Astonishing things. Marvelous things." Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The glorious church, ministering the Spirit, ministering the power, ministering the glory, according to the will of God. Hallelujah. So, I knew that's been coming, and then God put the blood in it with me, and he led me to go back and study these people who from the first generation walked, first generation of Pentecost at the beginning of the century, walked in a continual power of God. And so I'd met John G. Lake's daughter. That's where these things came from. God had always crossed me with paths with people like this. And so I studied in the writings from Alexander Boddy in England and I, from around the world, the testimonies that were sent in. And then these names that you know better. There were names you don't know. But they were in those magazines and they had power and they had miracles. Bless the Lord. And so I went back and studied those things, and the Lord showed me some of the things they had in their lives that allowed them to move in that power. And if we get those things in our lives, it will allow us to move in that power, and in fact we must, or the power will kill us. You always have as much power as you can stand without blowing up the congregation and killing them. And so we're going to get where we can stand a lot more power. I said to the Lord, "Lord," because some of the things like what I'm going to preach tonight, you know. I said, "Lord, you had me out there with my hanky dancing around when nobody danced around and people made fun of me. And now everybody is dancing around and you've got me preaching this. Is this fair? I could get lost in the crowd now. They never even notice." He said, "Well, this is the next wave that's coming. The next wave that's coming in us is going to be," what the Lord said to me, "a total consecration and dedication to God among the saints. It's going to be widespread. And the glories that will produce will amaze you." So I was glad when little Lenny called me this morning. Gloria and I have a little friend, Lenny, Lynn Hammond. You know her. And she said to me, the Lord said to her in prayer, "I'm taking you back to the roots of Pentecost, to the roots of your heritage." And then she saw a huge tree full of fruit. The roots went way, way down. They were exposed to her and they were strong. Then the Lord said to her, "You do not see the roots when you look at a tree. All you see is the fruit. But the roots are what give it life. With a tree," he said, "if something happens to the roots, it's dead. To treat the tree, you fertilize the roots." And he told Lynn that he's going to take us back to the roots of Pentecost, first generation. They lost some things in the second and third generation. My family history is a history of it. I saw it so clearly. The Lord showed it to me this morning when I got up, how my family reflected what happened. But thank God I'm fourth generation and we got back in. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I remember that first powerful generation, my great-grandmother. And then I saw the second generation scared off by persecution. And the third generation became Baptist. But I'm the fourth. Glory be to God. And I got back to the roots. Hallelujah. Mark Hankins said, he's done a lot of research back in those old days. He said, the first generation had the power. The second generation defended the power. And the third and fourth generations tend the museums and libraries. But in the roots, Wigglesworth, Lake, Hedder, something happened that moved them into a place of consistent power. Lake has more healings. His daughter brought, I don't know what happened to these pictures. I'm going to try to find them. I think I know what happened to them, and I'm going to try to get it. But she showed me a picture of a boy when he was, oh, I don't know how old he was, but his body was twisted, had a plate in his head. His knees were bent. He went on rubber tires on his knees. He was called an idiot boy in South Africa. And her daddy ministered to him one night, and every bone popped and everything popped in his body, and he was made every whit whole, and the plate disappeared. And then she has the picture of that man and his wife and their three children, you know, dressed up and perfectly normal. Story after story, she told me. Story after story are in the books. Now, these people had something working. See, it's God's will that the ministry of the Spirit be glorious. So, if you are not having all that glory that they had, we've had a lot of good things and wonderful things, but we have to just come right up to the lick log and admit it. So, we're not having everything fully like they had it. I see the glory back in here again. Went away for a while, came back. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, it didn't go away, I'm sure, but I just didn't see it for a while. Bless the Lord. So we're going back to our roots, and we're going to examine their lives and what they had, and we're going to take some of their reports that allowed them to happen, to operate in this. I found in all of their books and in all of the writings that I read, I found that...
Thank you for listening to today's radio message. The message today was from Sister Billy's classic series entitled Holiness. In this 14-tape series, Billy Brim teaches on the power of living a holy life. As you listen, you will learn how to discipline the flesh, live according to the Spirit, separate yourself more unto God to become endued with power and become holy as He is holy. This set includes 14 tapes for only $60. You can order this set by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. For ministry and meeting information, call 417-336-4877 or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Don't forget to log on and hear the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast on the World Wide Web at www.billybrim.org. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.